I'm joined by Mikhail Przelecki from the Czech charity People in Need, talking from Turkey, but you just got back from Aleppo. Give us an update on the humanitarian crisis there.
The situation in Aleppo is as bad as it was when we talk about humanitarian needs and the needs of the population. Yesterday's night temperature in Aleppo was -2 Celsius. And we have people, thousands of people, for example, staying in the industrial area of Aleppo called Sheikh Najjar, living in open factories with no windows, with no doors, and with no heating. Flour still is a problem in the city, and there is not sufficient supply of bread. We as organization, we are running daily free bread provision to several hundred families in critical conditions, but that's a drop in the ocean. The prices remain high for fuel. Fuel is now 170 Syrian pounds, that's 1.7 euro per liter. Electricity is scarce in the city, but the security situation, what we see, has improved. We haven't seen as many airstrikes, and we have seen less shelling.
The U.S. State Department on Monday said that rebels had managed to ground the air force in Aleppo. Is that your understanding?
I can tell you what I see with my own eyes. So we haven't seen air force over the city for several days. We haven't heard the noise of engines, of warplanes. So our understanding is that they are not bombing the city now. The reason, We work as a neutral aid agency focusing on civilians. So, probably the reason is fighting, but we don't explore it. We don't look at it as an issue, because what we look at is the humanitarian needs of people that are trying to survive this winter.
Last time we talked about this, you were calling for humanitarian corridors into Syria. Have you any more progress on that? Any more thoughts on that?
We are seeing some aid coming across the border to Halab Governorate that usually consists of winter assistance, but we need to see a massive humanitarian effort in Aleppo, and we haven't seen it yet, but also for Idlib, for Hama, for Homs. The world has to realize that in Halab Governorate itself, we believe there might be as many as 2 million internally displaced people, both from other provinces, but also from other districts of the city of Aleppo, living, running away from the front line to some safer place.
And two million in Aleppo alone?
In Halab Governorate.
Oh, okay.
So in Aleppo Governorate. But it's biblical proportion, 2 million people that are displaced means 2 million people that require assistance to go through winter in a way any human being should go, to keep warm, to be well fed, to be safe and secure, and to have future.
Do you think there's any prospect of setting up some form of humanitarian corridor?
It is possible to bring goods now to Halab Governorate to assist people. It's just that there is not enough goods coming. The areas where we work is under control of Free Syrian Army, and we haven't seen attempts to take over such humanitarian aid designated for civilians. So we believe it is possible to do it. It's just that there has to be enough humanitarian relief being provided across the border into Syria.
When we spoke last, you said you were the only international aid agency working in Aleppo. Is that still the case?
I do think so. I do think that we are still the only international NGO present on the ground. There are Syrian initiatives that are doing fantastic work assisting population, but the sheer amount of needs in Aleppo, because of the sheer amount of inhabitants, is preventing all of us to have any significant impact. Maybe 25% of needs, the dire needs of people, are satisfied. So we are talking about majority of people without aid, actually.
In the rebel-controlled areas, do people trust the Syrian Arab Red Crescent?
We see some spillover of this international aid to areas under control of Free Syrian Army. I do not know how much aid is provided in areas under control of the government. People do request much more, and some people have trust, some people do not. I believe that Syrians in areas under control of Free Syrian Army expect much more aid from the Syrian Red Crescent than the amount that is being provided now.
What are the key priorities now?
Continued food aid, continued support to help people get through winter, so blankets, mattresses, cash support in areas where markets are operating to give people chance to look after themselves, to give them back the dignity they lost. And security of civilians, so they are not exposed to losing their life waiting in front of a bakery that gets bombed.
What extra burden is the bad weather having on the humanitarian relief effort?
It does have certain effect. The one of the border crossings, especially the one to Latakia, is hardly passable, especially on the Syrian side. We cannot use trucks there because of the weather conditions. You have to use tractors, and to run tractors bringing humanitarian goods makes the whole operation slow and much more difficult to handle logistics-wise. The temperatures are having a huge impact on people living inside northern Syria. As I told you before, the night temperature yesterday was minus 2 Celsius, and there was actually a little bit of snowing in Aleppo. This is what people haven't seen before in Aleppo. Our colleagues in Aleppo have said they have seen snow for the first time in their life.
What do you fear is going to happen over the next few weeks and months?
If there is no continued food aid and support to people to get through winter, people will be dying of cold and people will be dying of hunger.
Is there any evidence that that's happening now?
We don't have evidence of that because, to frankly speaking, whatever capacity we have to assist people, we focus on assisting those affected. At the moment, we are responding in the industrial zone of Aleppo, for example, and we believe there are cases. We just don't have evidence. But it's 21st century, and people are able to upload a lot of photos and videos on YouTube, for example. There's so many social journalists, Syrians, working in different provinces. I am pretty sure that we will be seeing some evidence of that soon.
Okay, Mikhail, good luck with your work. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.